7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh, yeah, oh crap, it is starting. Oh, yeah, okay, fine. Whatever. Okay. Here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of Turning on the Water. Wait, no. I meant Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. And welcome to another late starting Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I'm not prepared to do this yet. Because I sort of had a weird kind of morning. But, you know, don't I always? That's going to require more. The thing here is that it's cold. It's cold today. I'm very happy about that. But the thing of it is it's also windy, which is why it's so cold in my house. And I got up and things were weird and blah, blah, blah. And I had to deal with some cat business. God, don't get me started. But yeah, cat business. And so now I'm making tea. I ate and everything and I started running out of time. And yeah, there's no tea to drink. So first thing we gotta do, that's right, is make some tea. And while I'm making tea here, I'll tell you about the cool thing that I did last night. Was it that cool? I burned a lot of gasoline, that's for sure. Yep, it's true. I went to the art thing. I went down to the art center to see art. Part of their big sound thing, their big program of, oh, it's experimental and avant-garde music. Yay, okay, right? So I went down to see the performers because I thought, yeah, I want to see that one. You know, there's been a couple of these shows that aren't really fully my thing, but still, you know, maybe I should check it out because it could be cool, right? Well, then there was the guys that played last night. And I was really looking forward to seeing them play, but I was sort of wondering what they would do because they've got a pretty diverse repertoire. And they, well, frankly, they sort of, I don't want to say they took the easy way out, but I was kind of hoping they would do a different set of material. But they, what they did was great. And well, it was a good show. They played for an hour. Show started super late. They played for an hour. It was good. Rap, rap, I hear you. Yeah, you eat that food. It's good. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, just eat it. Whoa, what? Okay, hold on. Hi, yes, hello. What is the deal? Yeah, you got your yummy food. It's delicious. No, and we're not opening the door. It's too cold. It's too windy. You don't like the wind, remember?
Jeez, it is cool outside.
Okay, you want me to open the door? You want to see what's going on outside? Oh, look. Here's your bucket. You can jump up there and sit on it. Okay, so my cat's having fun sniffing the air that's blowing in the window. Or the door, I mean. I guess we'll let that go for a while. And get back to the discussion of art. Yeah, so I went down to the art place. There's another good crowd. They get some good crowds down there. And Well, it was good. It was good, but it just confirms everything that I've always believed ever since I was about 16 or 17 years old, which is this. Well, there's variations of this, but basically, how should I say this? An experimental music artist is only as good as his effects processor. Another way to say this would be, you want to be an artist? You got to buy an effects processor. Or, instant artist effects processor, buy one here. Okay, it's... Some of these, you know, experimental music artists are, you know, all in their effects processors. And whereas I can't really, I don't want to say anything bad about the artists that played. They also had, you know, three laptops on stage and a lot of effects processors for a guitar, a drummer, and a trumpet player. It was all right. It was pretty good. It was good. They sure do love their effects, though. Like all experimental music artists are. Oh, yeah. And that's why I've been trying... Just one of the reasons why I've been trying to get away from effects processors. Ow, ow, ow. Not doing this properly. Just spilled boiling water everywhere. That's fine. Try this again. Still spilling water everywhere. Back onto the hot stove and everything. Yay. Set the tea timer. So I hung out at the art place for a little while, and then I said, yeah. And then I drove home, and it takes so much gas to go the way that I went. I thought, I couldn't figure out how to get back on the interstate, and I got turned around. It's dark down there. So I ended up going the other direction. Ended up taking 480 north. And then go up the north side of town, back to my side of town. That's where I live, on the north side. So I did that. Tea's ready. And that was a huge mistake, because there was construction. And it wasn't that bad, but eventually I made it through. Did I save any time? I have no idea. Did I save any gasoline? No, of course not, because then I took the wrong turn. It's not that it's a turn, but when 480 ends, you can go north on 30th Street, or you can take, what is it called? Stores Expressway or Sorensen Parkway? I think they're both the same thing, but one's going one way and the other one, it doesn't matter. That's what I should have taken, and I didn't. I went too far. Then you can't turn around on 30th Street because of the fort, and I had to drive around the fort, which in itself was kind of cool. And then I drove home. And that was fun. All right, I've got a pot full of tea. I'm putting it down here on the table. Where'd the cat go? Can I close the back door? Am I trying to make it colder in here? No, it's already cold enough in here. I have an American thermostat. It says 64 degrees, and it's just right. Ah. What is 64 degrees in common sense? I don't know. My wow wow, do you know the metric system? No, I didn't think so. My cat only... knows avoirdupois. Okay, let me look out the window here. Yeah, wind is blowing like crazy. This thermometer over here says 9 degrees. It's warmer than that outside. It's nice and sunny, but like I said, the wind is blowing. Yeah, outdoors, well, maybe that's about right. No? Outdoors, 52 American. According to my other thermometer. Now, do you want me to leave the damn door open, or can I get down to some business now? No kitty answers. Yay. Should I close the door? Should I open, keep it open? Should I close the door? Leave it open, close it. I'm going to leave it open for a while. Get some fresh air in here. Maybe we can blow the cat poop smell out. Oh, it smells like cat. Don't get me started. But yeah, it stinks to high hell down here today. Oh my god. All right, so the other thing is last night I had this great idea for some synth thing. Basically, some infinity gate tricks. Do we want to do that? I mean, we can't go outside. There's nothing to do today. We can't go outside because it's too windy. And, yeah, I really got nothing else. So, are we gonna? Oh my God. The other thing is, though, I might have to unpatch this semi-cool thing that we've got going. And well, now this cable is in a knot. Why is the power cable in a knot? Let's get that undone. Oh, my life is a topologist's dream. And so, yeah. Oh, yeah, uh-oh. Okay, what? But what does a kitty want? Somebody just returned. Hi, what are you doing? You want to drink some kitty tea? No, kitties don't like tea, do they? No, they don't. They like the kitty water. Do you want some kitty water? You're not acting like you want kitty water. What is it that you want? Corey. Corey. Oh my god, I finally remembered. Okay. Okay, how did this happen? Oh, Corey. The guy's name is Corey. What was his last name? All right, here's, this is unrelated to anything. Do you want any water or not? Does a kitty want some water or no? Do you want kitty water? Last night, while I was at the art thing, good tea. Drinking Che Guanyin today. Last night at the art thing, I saw a guy. A guy who walked in, and I recognized him immediately. But then I thought, wait, where do I know this guy from? And I know this guy. Wait, what's this guy's name again? And I couldn't think of it. His name is Corey. I just thought of it. And I don't really know this guy. Do you want kitty water or not? Do you want some kitty water? All right, what's this cat doing? Do you want some kitty water? Yeah, Corey is this guy that I don't actually know if I know him. Did I ever really actually meet him in person? You want kitty water? Okay, now we're going to go get some kitty water finally. But this is just a guy who's been in an orbit around me for some time. How do I even know this guy? Yeah, I do know how I know him. It's all coming back to me. First of all, before I was even in college, I knew who this guy was because he was a male cheerleader at the university, and we used to go to the university football games and basketball games, so I would see this guy. A couple years later, he was in a show that I was doing and blah, blah, blah. And so it was always, oh, this guy was always kind of around. And then it seems like I knew him from somewhere, but yeah, Peony Park and then blah, blah. Anyway, so here's my cat drinking water. Now I put the microphone down and she stopped. Here, drink it up. It's good. It makes good radio. Thirsty cat. And boy, all I can say is he doesn't look any different. He looks the same as he did. Well, anyway, I'm glad I figured that out. I'm glad I thought of his name. All right, we're gonna go back over here now into the synth zone and get something done. Oh, great. And guess who? You still smell like poop. Guess who just followed me over here and is now sitting in front of me? I'm trying to do synth. You can't get in front of the synth when I'm trying to do synth. Corey. Yeah, I'm glad I remembered that guy's name. But anyway, move. You need to move your stinky, stinky butt. Oh my God, you smell like poops. Let's go over here. Let's put a kitty over here instead. Yes, that's a good baby. That's my good baby. Okay, so where are we? What are we doing? Do we have synth? Let's find out. Yeah, we got some synth. And that's fun and all, but that's not what we're here to do today. For. Why? That's not why for we're here. Why for are we here, Tob? Well, the idea I had last night was an Infinity Gate related idea. Infinity Gate! And I realized that this thing that I have that creates an offset can create an Infinity Gate. It goes up to 10 volts. We don't need that much. And I'm trying to figure out, how do we use the gate thingy? How do we do this? Well, the first thing we need to do is plug something in, right? So we got some gates. This thing wants gates. So let's unplug this and instead plug it in over here. Oh, nothing happened. I just pushed a button. That's a fun sound. Now, do I put this? Let's just turn this up a little bit. Yeah. It works already. Because instead of pushing the trigger button, I'm just turning this knob up, giving a voltage, an infinity gate, into the gate thingy. And it does a gate. And the gate is still open here, but the synth is not synthing because it does not have anything to synth. So what happens if we now give it some pitch data? I'm going to turn everything else down. I just want to isolate what we got going on here. Okay, it's playing, but let me gate it. I'm just manually turning this knob up and down. Yeah, well, we're not getting anything interesting because nothing interesting is happening. All right, what if instead we give it this envelope? And I'm going to try to turn the knob on at the same time. Okay, it triggered, but I didn't do it at the right time. Let's wait for it to trigger, and then I'll turn on the gate. Okay, that's cute. We got a wee. Let's do it again. Okay, not thrilling, but, you know, not the dumbest thing ever. We could probably figure out a thing to do with that for something at some point, couldn't we? Yeah, we could. Let's plug this back in. All right, we got this thing. We got some bass. That doesn't seem like it's all that well synced up. Where's that delay come from? Start it again.
Even worse. Even worse. One more time. Okay, that's better. And it also occurs to me that we could plug this into the switch, into the sequential switch, and we could switch gate into different things. But I don't have very many gate thingies. I realize that sounds strange, but we could do all kinds of weirdness if we were so inclined. What is my brain trying to tell me? Am I supposed to be doing a thing here? What am I trying to do? No, it's way too early for me to be trying to play. Oh, so what am I doing? Didn't I ask this question already? I got the cat sitting behind me. Things seem suspicious. Suspicious cat. Ka-chunk, ka-chunk. Love the way that ends. So do we need to add, what does this need? What are we trying to do here? It seems to me like I thought this was a really good idea yesterday. Now that I'm actually listening to this, it's like, well, yeah, but what? But what are we gonna do? Where are we going? What's the point of this? What? It's too difficult to deal with. And I kind of want to mess with these wacky gate tricks. Because, okay, hold on a second. Maybe we, let's mess with this a little bit. Just a little bit. Okay, test. We got a thing. Okay, test again. All right, we got a thing. Now, what happens if we turn this all the way up and give it gain, or give it gate? It does not sustain. How about this? Okay, yeah, we got some sustain there. not the sustain I wanted. What about this? This is not doing what I want it to do. What is it that I want it to do? I don't even know. What if we add some of this? All I want is this to hold open for a long time. That's not going to happen, is it? No, it's not. Okay, so let's crank all that back to where it was.
And let's give this further consideration. What needs to happen here? What needs to be happening that, I don't know.
So instead, let's not make my brain hurt. Let's plug that back into there. And since we've got all of this going, why not grab another little cable here? Plug that into there. Plug that into there. And then we grab the cable from the ACP, which is really not an ACP, but nobody's paying any damn attention. So now we can... What can we do now? Right. We can add the frequency modulation to the thingy. We're going to add frequency modulation to this. First, we got to give it some. Right? No, turn it on first. Now we give it some. And now we turn the frequency knob. Yeah, that's a thing. That's a noisy thing. See if we can sync that up a little bit better.
What the hell?
All right. Maybe not a great idea. But they can't all be great. Because this is every day, every damn day. Dubious Goals Committee, 1930 UTC, every damn day. My name's Tobe. It's windy outside. I want to go out and look for mushrooms. Maybe I can go down into the creek, as long as I don't have a microphone with me. Uh-oh, end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Thank you.